The Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." How many times have you heard somebody say, "Follow your heart"? If it feels right, then it must be right. Trust your feelings. Everybody has a right to his own belief. Or choose the religion that you think is best. Now, these sayings are not in the Bible. As a matter of fact, they're contrary to the Scriptures. Proverbs 16, verse 25 says that there is a way that seems right to a man. It appears to be right. A man may think it's right. A man may feel like that what he's about to do or what he's doing is right. But Solomon said that same way that a man feels in his heart is right can have the ways of death. So the Scriptures tell us and warn us not to trust our feelings when it comes to matters of right and wrong and when it comes to matters of religion. Now, we're going to look at a few stories today, starting in the Old Testament, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5. 2 Kings, chapter 5. And I want you to notice in all these examples the same theme. And that is that there were people in the Bible that thought that they were right, but they were wrong. They felt like what they believed or what they did was right, but that didn't make it right. And this is a lesson that is sorely needed in our time. We're looking at the fact that the Bible is the authority, that we should say that regardless of how we feel, regardless of our opinion, the Bible is right. And if my feelings go against what the Bible says, the Bible is true, and I ought to change the way that I'm thinking and submit to the Bible. Now, this sounds fair, and it is. This sounds like the thing to do, and it is the thing to do. But most people today would rather go with their opinion, their thinking, and their feelings rather than going with a "Thus saith the Lord." Now, let's look at a man in 2 Kings chapter 5 who had his mind made up what he should do, but he was wrong about it. 2 Kings chapter 5 is the story of a Syrian captain named Naaman. Now, the Bible tells us that he goes to the house of Elijah, the prophet of Israel. And here we pick up the story in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9. "So Naaman came with his horse and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, 'Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.' But Naaman was wroth." He was very angry. "And went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper.'" Naaman was angry. He was upset and he was disappointed because he had already figured out in his mind how the prophet was going to heal him. You see, this man had the terrible disease of leprosy. And he's come to the house of the prophet Elijah in order to be cured. But he had a preconceived idea. He had an opinion about how the prophet was going to do that. And when the prophet told him to go down to the Jordan River and wash in it 7 times, then he would be cured. Well, that's not the way that Naaman thought that it should be. That's not the idea that he had. So what we've got here then is a situation where a man thought he was right and he was completely wrong. And not only that, he was like a lot of people today. When he was told the truth about it, and because the truth didn't go along with his opinion, he got mad. He got upset. And there are a lot of people that do that today. They have their minds made up about religion. And they feel in their heart that they're right. Then when you show them what the Bible says, and the Bible doesn't go along with their opinion, they get mad. They get very upset at times. And I suppose that that's natural. I suppose that's only human, because if we really believe something and we really feel it in our hearts, when somebody tells us that we're wrong, it's kind of hard to take. So it's not getting angry because we've heard something that corrects us that's really the biggest issue here. It's what we do afterward. In other words, we might get upset at first, but after we settle down, what kind of choice do we make then? Do we talk to ourselves and say, well, I really felt this way, and I thought that I was right, and it's kind of embarrassing, it may be humbling for me to admit that I was wrong, but the truth is the truth. And if I'm wrong, then I need to change. Now, the good thing is, that is exactly what Naaman did here. Naaman, the Bible says, was very upset, he was very angry about this, and he walked off in a rage, the Bible says in verse 12. He walked away from the servant of Elijah who had told him to dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Well, the good thing was, Naaman had some of his servants with him. And his servants calmed him down and reasoned with him and talked some sense into him. They told him, look, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, you would have done that. So how much more when the prophet simply says, go and wash and be clean? So that's when Naaman went down to the Jordan River, and he dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, and the Bible says that he was cured of his leprosy. A great illustration here of many things. A great illustration of a commandment of God that did not fit with his preconceived idea. But God's commandment was right, and Naaman was wrong. Even though Naaman said, well, I thought that this is the way that he would heal me of this disease. Well, let's look at another example in the New Testament this time, and we're turning to Acts chapter 26. The book of Acts, chapter 26, and here we find the example of Saul of Tarsus, the great apostle Paul. And Paul, at this time, is going back to the time before he was baptized. And he's talking about how that he persecuted Christians. Now remember that Paul was a Jew. He was very zealous in his religion. He was very sincere and dedicated in what he was doing. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 26, verse 9 beginning. And notice what Paul says was his attitude about this. Acts 26, verse 9, Paul said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. So Paul was a notorious persecutor of Christians. He had them put in jail. He had them beaten in synagogues. And when they were brought before the Jewish council, he gave his voice against them so that they would be put to death. Now, Paul didn't think that he was doing wrong when he did all these things. His conscience didn't bother him at night because he looked at his life and thought about what he had done and said, well, I shouldn't have done that. He actually thought that he should have been doing these things because verse 9 says, I verily thought with myself. So notice in verse 9, it doesn't say, I thought with myself. He says, I verily, and that means I truly, I really thought within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And so the example here is clear again. Here is a man who really thought in his heart that he was doing what was right, and he was completely wrong. Now let's go to one more example, and this one is in the book of John, chapter 16. The book of John, chapter 16. And I'd like for you to read with me John, chapter 16, verse 2. John, chapter 16, verse 2. This is Jesus talking here, and he's warning his disciples about what the unbelieving Jews are going to do to them. And it is interesting that Saul of Tarsus was one of these unbelieving Jews. But Jesus is talking about what these unbelieving Jews did to the Christians before he was crucified and before, of course, they actually faced all this persecution. This is a warning. Jesus said, here's what's going to happen. John 16, verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. The time is coming, Jesus said, when they're going to expel you from the synagogues. But not only that, they're going to kill you. And when they kill you, they're not going to feel bad about that. They're not going to look at what they did and say, well, we shouldn't have done that. They're not going to feel guilty about it. They're actually going to think that they did a good deed in putting you Christians to death, especially you apostles. They're going to think that they're right. Notice it again. The time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God service. So friends, when somebody says today that everybody has a right to his own belief, that we ought to choose the religion that every person thinks is right for him, and if it feels right, then it must be right, just trust your heart and follow your feelings, we need to remember that the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible denies that. And these examples show that a man can think that he's right and be absolutely wrong. Naaman said, I thought that this is the way that it was going to be, but it was not. Saul of Tarsus said, I verily thought that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, but he was wrong. These Jews thought that it was their religious duty to put Christians to death, but they were wrong. So thinking a thing is right, or feeling that a thing is right, does not make it right. If it did, then everybody is right. You know, there are atheists that feel that they're right. They think in their mind that they have the right opinion. There are millions of idolaters who think that they're right and feel in their heart that what they're doing is right. There are witches who will tell you that they think that they're doing what's right. Our feelings are not the authority. The Bible is. And that's why the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible is our authority. The Bible is our guide. And let us remember that the scriptures say, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16, verse 25.